Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the ninth day of November 2011. We're going to be live here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. And then back this evening, 7 o'clock Central, for InfoWars Nightly News. And we've got Michael Badnarik, former Libertarian presidential candidate, joining us always, an informative and thought-provoking interview. We'll talk about world events and news and take your phone calls. And in the last 30 minutes, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who hadn't been on with us in a few months, will join us to talk about the debt crisis and what's happening in the economy, obviously. Later in the hour, I've seen national television and listened to radio promoting the federal anti-bullying bill, saying, have a heart. You don't want kids to be bullied. This is nothing more than the hate crimes law that they haven't been able to pass to federalize basically everything and to have pure federal curricula inside all public schools and to make it federal if somebody calls you a name. And it's all selectively enforced, too. I mean, I got beat up a lot and stuff when I was in public school. And it wasn't because of sexual persuasion or even race. It was just because that's what people do. That's part of life. Government bullies. You need to get strong and stand up for yourself. Not, oh, feds, when you're not running checkpoints on my local highway that are illegal and bullying us, will you come stop bullying in the school? And I was thinking about all these news reports now about microphones going up all over the country. And one company's been bragging about their federal contracts, so it's gotten some attention. This has been going on for 13 years that I know. And that's why they had the head of Homeland Security in one region come out, and it's in the news report. We're going to play a clip later and say, if Charlotte, but North Carolina does put the microphones in these that we put up, you'll never know. And that was like whenever the Austin police chief was in here, who, by the way, came up to our camera crew a few weeks ago and said, I want to come on Alex's show. I haven't heard from him. We've been calling his office over and over again for years to get him on. So, Arde Saveda, you want to come in here tomorrow? Come on. Get down here. Okay? He did give me his cell phone number and his card, and I lost it. But the point is, I've been calling his office. So they're gatekeeping then, but side issue. And his adjunct was with him and said, we got better surveillance than the feds. We've got, and Aceveda's like, be quiet. Don't you tell him. I'm like, I already know, Aceveda. You got laser couplers that listen to people through their window. You got microphones in most of the street lamps and hidden transformers and systems. I know all about it. And he's like, how do you know this stuff, basically? I want to get him in here, okay? Because, look, I can see, I got the sunglasses, I'm not stupid. This is beyond 1984, and it's not being done by a government that's legitimate or that cares about us. I'm going to be breaking that down today as well. Now, we're also going to get into the huge developments on the Iran front. We're going to get into developments on the economic front. Oh, and by the way, coming up at 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern, I'll still be talking on the internet, but XM, AM, FM, Global Shortwave, UHF, VHF, all systems, including cable, are going to have the government pop in. And I need to call Watts or one of the other writers and go back to Federal News Radio. They had Homeland Security on there when this first got announced 6 months ago. And we covered it on the news at the time. And they said Obama is going to have a message. And it was going to be like a 30-minute message. But now they've backed off of that. And Drudge has got a report where Big Sis is saying, don't worry, it's just a test. The point is, it's a test where the stations don't have a choice. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the ninth day of November 2011. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is joining us on The Economy. Former Libertarian presidential nominee Michael Bagnarek, who hadn't been on in a while, will also be joining us to talk about world events and take your phone calls. I'm going to open the phones up throughout the 3 hours today on any of the news items I'm about to mention or any stories or questions or comments you have. But before I give the number out, let me just go over some of the news. American newspapers, as well as British, are running the headlines. Don't panic. FEMA urges Americans not to worry as national alert system is tested. Now, Federal News Radio interviewing the deputy head of Homeland Security 6 months ago, we first wrote articles about it then, said that Obama was going to be on for 30 minutes making announcements today and that he would officially be there testing it, and it was going to be a longer message. Then they said, okay, people are getting angry, it'll be 10 minutes. Then it'll be 1 minute. And now it's going to be 30 seconds. I told you in 96, I told you in 2000, I told you in 2003, I know people high up in the Texas Association of Broadcasters, I know engineers, I know an engineer who was the head of it, he's actually dead now, and he's an old guy. God rest his soul. The point is, who were in the meetings with the feds when the Telecommunications Act passed, and they came in over the next year, and they told him what was already in there. The cell phones are being listened to and tracked. You've got to wire the EAS systems in at your tower site and at your control site where you have your board ops and talk show host, you'll lose your license and maybe even get arrested if you don't do this. And in the future, we are going to have government break-ins with public service announcements and also people that are wanted. The local police threat fusion center will be in command of it, so it'll sound like a local announcement. And these owners, managers, engineers at these different meetings are sitting there with their mouths hanging open. What was it? 1260 a.m. for a while. I was broadcasting out of there. Back when they were talking, also filling in for their afternoon host sometimes. And their engineer talked to me about it there. But separately, other engineers, when I was at KJFK, then I got introduced, went to dinner with the engineer and the head engineer for the whole state and talked about it. And, you know, they wanted to tell me about this. That's why I knew about it. But it's just like Bill Clinton, and I'm going to play clips of this later in the show from Police Day 2000, in a federal transportation policy change, said move towards hardened and roving checkpoints at internal checkpoints nationwide under a national ID card. That was in 1998. I put it in my film with the documents, Police State 2000. And people always comment on YouTube, oh, look, the checkpoints didn't come like Alex said. I didn't say that. I show the orders. I show the executive fiat directives. And it takes time for them to get this stuff in place. But now it's coming. It's here. Now they're announcing all over the country, FEMA, Homeland Security, TSA-run checkpoints. It's all over the news now. It took them a long time. But the point is, they were getting ready, getting geared up a long time ago. I mean, in the late 90s, I went to urban warfare drill after drill and witnessed Marines training to go door-to-door and take our guns and admit it was for America. And I'd show people the video. And back then, you weren't supposed to see that. And so I got threats from the military, all sorts of stuff went on. The public wasn't ready, so they said this must be fake. Again, the Coronado landing, hovercraft landing, troops taking over part of Oakland, foreign troops. Rick Linkletter said he had people tell him it must be fake when he gave him copies of Police State 2000. And he laughed and said this would cost me, you know, $25, $30, $40, $50 million to do this, you know, to show ships like this landing. And again, it was real places. It was news articles on top of it showing it was real, but people were in denial. Now there's been the preconditioning, so they go, sure, I told folks 13 years ago they were putting microphones and cameras hidden inside power transformers and light poles, And they laughed at me, even though I had the purchase orders and the federal regulations. I even showed folks where they were going up in Austin. And people would call into the show and say, you're insane. And I'd say, no, no, here's the company. Here's the $800-something thousand first purchase. And then it goes up to $2 million next year in Austin. And each successive year, they got license plate reading cameras, face scanning cameras. Microphones are up in every neighborhood, in every major park. They're all hooked into the stinking threat fusion center. The average cop in there doesn't even know that. It's just rolled in. Oh, do you know about these functions? Let us show you these functions. They can dial in to your cell phone live time and listen to you. That's leaked out. The average cop on the beat doesn't know that. It's all need to know. I mean, it makes 1984 look like child's play. So I'm going to get into all this. But I was on Russia Today last night, which is in every hotel in the U.S. They're all part of that hotel video package. I know, because every time I'm in a hotel, I can see Russia Today. It's on most of the cable systems in the United States, and it reaches conservatively millions of people every hour, and it's on in Europe as well. And so I go on it, and it's got kind of a liberal slant to it, but also brings in some libertarian ideas, though I've seen the last few months they've kind of steered a little bit away from that after getting government and congressional criticism. I'll imagine that's what it's about, because you've got the Japanese have English TV worldwide, Al Jazeera, other Arabic channels. I mean, English is the world language. And so countries are all trying to put out their own propaganda in their own language. So I'll go on Russia Today, but I notice I used to be on every week. I'd been on a couple months. And I go on there, and they've got a new lady on there named Liz, attractive, intelligent, seeming lady. And she lets me run on for, you know, 5-6 minutes. And then she says, well, what do you say to folks that say you sound like a schizophrenic? Now, I had told people a decade ago they were putting tens of thousands of GPS units on cars and that OnStar was a tracker GPS unit they were already using. That's now admitted. I told people they were listening to you without warrants over a decade ago. I told you that they had face scanning, license plate reading, and microphones put up all over the place. They've got giant police trucks in every major city, some cities, dozens of them, that can tune into any frequency, hack anything. The police are pulling people over, grabbing their cell phone without a warrant, plugging into a system that hacks through their code, downloads everything in a minute, all over the country. Marines are running checkpoints from Alabama to California. They're setting up Homeland Security checkpoints, pulling people out of their cars randomly. They've got Viper teams going on trains and buses and actually saying, face forward, show me your ID now, and literally screaming at people that don't do it right. I mean, we're being inducted like people showing up at a supermax prison where they're putting child killers. This is how child killers getting out of the prison are treated. Line up over there. You know why you're here. I mean, this is hardcore indoctrination. This is America going under. And now there's calls to censor the web, internet kill switches, EAS takeovers. It's all coming to the head. They've been building this army against us behind the scenes. And I'm on air just talking about how they're spying on us without warrants and how it's wrong. And the Supreme Court is going to rule if they can spy on everybody without warrants and put GPS on your car without a warrant. And they admit it's on tens of thousands of cars. That's what the local police alone have ordered. And they can use your cell phones to do it. And this is now admitted that I said Facebook says, you know, our users are dumb effers, ha, 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 they trust us. And her response to me is, so what do you say to people that say you're a schizophrenic? And that's now what the TSA does. If you don't want them to stick their hands in your pants, they go, don't be a conspiracy theorist. Not wanting someone to touch your genitals is a conspiracy theory. If you pull up at a hamburger place and say, I want a strawberry shake instead of a chocolate, that's a conspiracy theory. Wanting black tennis shoes instead of white tennis shoes, conspiracy theory. You're not supposed to have a thought. You're supposed to be programmed by the television, and that's it. So all this stuff I got made fun of back when I had the government documents and did the research and all of our sources gave us the intel. Oh, it wasn't real then. The Marines weren't training to take our guns. They weren't training for civil unrest. Now it's all admitted all over the news. Oh, they're not going to have checkpoints, federal checkpoints in the middle of the country. That's your conspiracy theorist. Really, here's the Department of Transportation document. I'm not going to look at that nutcase. Well, here's the document. They want to take blood at the DMVs. Now they're starting to roll that out in several states. They're like, oh, that doesn't exist. Now that it exists and is in everyone's face, their answer is, are you schizophrenic? I mean, I guess as you're marching into a pit to be shot in the back of the head by Soviets or by the Nazis, did they, please don't shoot me in the head. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. This isn't even a gun. Boom. I mean, it's like some weird trance that people are under. Let's go ahead and go to a clip where she asked me if I'm a schizophrenic. Here it is.
Like you're scum and trash. They are letting us know we are filth. And I've been to third world countries where they're a police state, but the police are at least polite. This is a open attempt to dominate and intimidate the American people.
Alex, you said you're not trying to scare people. I'm getting pretty scared listening to you. It's pretty scary stuff. What do you say to those that might say, maybe you're a little paranoid, maybe borderline schizophrenic? What would you say to your critics out there that think that this is being hyped up a little too much?
Well, I believe in people's courage. I believe that, as Patrick Henry said, I want to know the whole truth and make preparations for it, whatever it may be. And so I believe that when people are faced with the truth, that they will wake up and take action against it. I understand some cowards will rationalize and make excuses, but they're openly announcing world corporate government run by the private banks that bankrupted the planet with derivatives. The Vatican's calling for world government. This stuff is all out in the open. I mean, I've got stacks of news here where Google admits
all right.
The U.S. government's telling them.
And again, I'm not blaming her. She's clearly playing devil's advocate. But devil's advocate at a certain point, there is no devil's advocate. All over the country, the big six megabanks are allowed to take houses that aren't even in default, that they don't even own and never did. Let's be clear. They're taking houses, pure theft, and the judges and the states are saying, you can do it. This is criminal government. We'll be right back. Now, we're going to go over the economic news, the Iran news, your phone calls, a lot more. But think about the point we've gotten to in this society where you're simply covering the fact that the police are grabbing people's cell phones without warrants, downloading the contents, putting GPS on tens of thousands of people's cars, dialing in and listening to our phone conversations without a warrant via federal law on the regulations. Not that they can do it under law, but that the regulations say all the cell phones are designed to do that. You understand that? And it just goes on and on and on with hundreds of examples. Government completely out of control. I saw a report just last week where, and actually Randy Kelton predicted this, where 46 states' attorney generals are making deals with the big banks. And in the deals, they're forgiving them for all the stuff they've stolen, because that's their political bosses, and actually changing the state laws and state regulations so they're allowed to steal your house. It's like, oh my gosh, you really have been stealing everything. People are upset about this. The law says it's illegal. We'll just claim we're taking you to the woodshed and we're going to publicly slap you on the wrist. But once we get around the woodshed, we're going to let you basically politically rape and financially rape the public some more. We're going to have the public tied down around the back, okay? I mean, of course, if Bank of America and others have been caught taking houses they know aren't theirs. You see, if a foreign army landed and said, you are our slaves, people might resist. Actually, the way we've been domesticated, most people would go out and wave handkerchiefs at them and, you know, worship them. Today, if the Russians invaded, most people would go out and wave at them and say, can I turn in my neighbor? They don't like you. I mean, literally, the average yuppie would say, they'd show up at the commissar's office and say, can I help round up Americans? I love this tyranny. Can I have some power? I noticed you stomped a guy's brains out this morning down the road. Can I have a uniform? I want that power. I mean, really, I'd say about 60% of Americans would love it. It doesn't matter, though. We're going to fight these people. Okay? We're going to fight them. And it really hit me this morning while I was jogging that we always talk about the government. This is not our government. This is a foreign corporate system that's come in and is setting up a classical tyranny with a high-tech integrated system. And they're openly setting up illegal federal checkpoints everywhere. They are intentionally trying to intimidate us. They're going on the news and announcing, yeah, all these cities are putting in high-tech streetlights that watch you and listen to you and dial into the police in live time, and cities are paying for these with Homeland Security grants. And then at the end of the newscast, they have the info babe on the local Fox affiliate in Charlotte. She says, we talked to the local Homeland Security official. He's an official, not a servant. He's a lord. We talked to him, and he said, even if these were put into the streetlights that that city now has, you would never know. It's like, well, they're already there. They're just putting more in. Because this company bragged about it a few weeks ago, some new contracts they got. There's a whole bunch of companies doing this. And the feds had them pull the video, but now they've decided to go ahead and go with it. So they're like, yeah, okay, the streetlights are listening to you. Because they're like, hey, let the slaves know. We're already taking their houses for no reason. We, for God's sakes, we put cancer viruses in their vaccines and fluoride in their water. So what? Let them know. Let them know. We got an unlimited force of people that want to kick Americans around and think it's manly. Let them know. Let them start a war with the globalists. You know, that's what the globalists think. Let them chew up a bunch of our minions. That'll just be a bigger excuse to take over. We'll sit out offshore while this happens because we've got an unlimited fountain of control freak thug bullies. And that's their attitude and that's where they're going. And they'll take everything. People ask, how far will this go? I was on Mancow's show, and he goes, I got three tickets in one day. He goes, they come in the parking garage and, you know, said that his city sticker wasn't stuck, you know, a half inch in the right spot. And then they gave him another write-up, and it's a brand-new car. And they just go around nickel and diming, as Emmanuel announced. Of course, you're a slave. They have disdain for you. They hate you. They've stolen the country blind. Of course they let the troops rot and don't even put the right bodies in the caskets. And ship them back to the family and don't tell them. So they pop up in the casket and there's a rotten body. That's all in the news. They don't care. They tell you they love the troops and wrap them in flags all day. Let's go to break with the info babe saying, we'll come back and play this clip. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You see, I'm awake. I got my head screwed on. I've studied history. I got my head screwed on straight. And so I know tyranny when I see it. I knew all this was coming. I told you. So instead of being lauded for being right, I'm a schizophrenic as it happens.
We're...
Here. The globalists are not going to give us quarter. They are not going to back off. This is a hot tyranny. And in military parlance, that means it's an aggressive, in-your-face, total domination system. The elites have bragged. We've read their quotes, written constant articles about it, that they studied all the dictatorships and control systems of the world. And that they decided to go with a pharmacological drugging of the water supply and food, covertly, overtly pushing drugs over the counter and illegal and prescription to bathe you in an entertainment distraction system, to basically also divide and conquer populations and to bring in a tyrannical world government to incrementally shut off resources and then heavily social engineer the societies into total and complete collapse, and then phases of ratcheted up controlled bioweapon release that then result in 80 to 90% population reduction. And that's Rockefeller Foundation, that's Eric Pianka, that's Ted Turner, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, Jacques Cousteau, Club of Rome, Bilderberg. I've made films. I've written articles. I've linked to the Rockefeller Foundation. And I'm sorry if that sounds like you woke up in a science fiction nightmare movie. We're not in 1950 anymore. You know, now growing up, I always thought, why is so much of what's in these science fiction movies actually coming true? That's because a lot of those top writers are very informed and know what the elites are up to. And it turns out through the big science fiction clubs, they've bragged that they actually use certain writers to put these ideas out decades before. Isaac Asimov, Frank Herbert, Robert A. Heinlein. You know, Heinlein stuff is the only fiction books at West Point and Army War College that they have them read. And of course, you read it, not the movie, the book, the rapid deployed infantry, the bionic suits, the all-volunteer military, the global government. Would you like to know more? You know, the point is that if we can get it out to people, the fact that it's a scientific dictatorship that's taken over, that it's run by ultra-rich robber baron families who 160 years ago publicly hired the top scientists of Germany, England, and the U.S. and had public conferences calling for a scientific dictatorship. Just type that term in and you'll get all these famous Nobel Prize winners. Bertrand Russell, I mean, the list goes on and on. H.G. Wells, people writing nonfiction books, in some cases 100 years ago, saying we'll genetically engineer people, we'll drug the population, we'll set up a world government. If we have to, we'll nuke countries and make them, we'll end the family. So it's impossible for anyone to ever rebel against us. This is how we'll do it. We'll use the Roman model of breaking the men and women up and setting the women up as the boss. We'll call it feminism. Bernays wrote about this. Department of War was actually hired in the 20s to break up the family. They said the families are too strong. We can't lower American education level. We got to defeat these people. And he wrote books about this. You can go read it. Propaganda and others. We need you to break up the family. How are you going to do it? And he said, we'll tell women it's stylish to have lots of sexual partners. And we'll tell men it's stylish, and we'll have leaders we pay that are seen as cool call for feminism, and they'll march and smoke cigarettes, because then you can sell cigarettes to them as well and make some money as a side issue. And he said thousands of things that they implemented and totally got. And he said, then that way you'll get your goal of having the women all working too, so that they can pay double taxes, and so the state will raise the kids. That is your goal, correct? And they had these big conferences with all the German psychiatrists there. Skull and Bones actually set all that up and funded that in the 1830s, 1840s. The Charlotte Iserby talk, she has all the documents. It's up at prisonplanet.tv. It's in the special reports area. It's just incredible. Of course, her dad and grandfather were both Skull and Bones high level. And you learn about it. I mean, it's all dog training. But the end game is not world government. World government is only completing the gallows. And then once the world government's complete, they march you up to the top. And of course, they soft kill you. You're like, why is Magic Johnson not get sick from HIV and doesn't take the drugs, but everybody else is? Well, he said he was given the cure if he would promote the fake cures. I told you back then, you know, 16 years ago, he was given the cure 20 years ago that he'd be just fine. Because they have cures for everything they do to us. And now he's lived, quote, 20 years with it, and he's just fine. My dad, reading medical literature, you know, when I was in high school and college, I would get real paranoid if I'd been promiscuous. And he'd say, well, you shouldn't be doing it anyways because it's bad and such and such. But you can catch other diseases. But he said HIV is a race-specific bioweapon. It's very hard to get it. Only time Caucasians get it is if they're already hemophiliacs or have debilitated immune systems and have used dirty drugs, methamphetamine and things that have been cooked up in bathtubs where they can't get the core ingredients, so they have to use other toxic ingredients and don't properly separate off the heavy metals. That then kills the T lymphocytes or weakens them that would normally be able to recognize or fight off the HIV variant. I'm like, how do you know all this? He goes, oh, here's the literature. It's all the doctors, the research scientists, they all know it. My dad was going to school to be a research scientist, top of his class. By high school, he was already at MD Anderson working during the summers. And then, of course, he met my mother. She got pregnant, and he wanted the fast track to just make some money, became a dentist. But the point is that's why he's still into that stuff. He reads all that literature. So that's another reason I know all of this. But this was known a long time ago. Okay, so people look at this government like, oh, it's out of control. Oh, it's corrupt. Folks, there are congressmen that listen to this show. You've heard them talk about how they listen. And they're good people by and large, but they're not even raising enough of a fit about domestic internal checkpoints that are 10th Amendment violators, that are right out of a third world dictatorship, that are dangerous, and that are bankrupting our country. You know, they admit that in New York City in the last decade, they've spent more than 20 billion. You heard me right. You can look this up. In 1 year alone, they spent $6 billion on surveillance systems in New York. You think that's just cameras? I saw a report a few years ago where Boston spent $1 billion in 1 year. People won't believe it. Type, Boston gets $1 billion for security from Homeland Security. Boston gets $1 billion. And I think it was another article. Some other said, was it Chicago got $2 billion? The point is, folks, $2 billion isn't just the cameras. It's face scanning software, license plate reading. It's microphones. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're all over Austin. And finally, about a year ago, I heard KLBJ doing the local news, and they said, oh, yes, federal grants are putting in additional face scanning and license plate reading systems in Austin and gunshot detectors. They're not gunshot detectors. They're microphones. The company that got the grant in Congress, that it says they're microphones, and they brag how they can listen to conversations at 200 yards away, how it's run through a digital algorithm, and how now when they're able to get a sample of your voice print, like when you talk into Google, and it's voice identification, you know, when you want to find a website. Give me where movies are showing. Where's The Thing showing tonight? And it then tells you, or it then takes you there. They're getting your voice print right there attached to your phone. Now you're walking. It hears you. It goes into an AI system. It's recorded. You think your cell phone can do powerful stuff? What about fake transformer boxes and light poles just jam-packed with it? They announced a year ago they're going to have all of the regular mail delivery USPS driving around with snooper systems grabbing all your data. Again, getting intelligence on you, not because you're bad, but because they're criminals. Oh, the idiot driving the vehicle's a compartmentalized fluoride head. I'm talking about how it's all collated by the super brain AI computers, which they now admit can predict individual activities 93% of the time. They know what you're going to do before you do it 93% of the time because that system's mapped your subconscious decision-making processes. They know when I'm not going to be able to control myself and pull into a steakhouse at 9 o'clock at night because I've been up here working and forgot to eat. They know predictively before I pull into the steakhouse. They know predictively when I break down every few months and pull in and buy a 12-pack of beer. They know it all. Now, is that freedom? But remember all the people in the earlier level of programming, they were saying, oh, this will never happen. That's Big Brother. America's free. We don't have that. And now they're like, okay, yeah, they're listening to us. What's wrong with that? Are you a thought criminal? What do you have to hide? And it's peer pressure. They get TSA, they get cops, they get military into domestic operations. They get them all together. They train them where the enemy. They give them examples of the media of it, and they're ready. Ladies and gentlemen, look, the Germans were extremely moral people in Germany pre-Hitler. And he knew how to manipulate them, knew how to give them outside threats, knew how to, by increments, get them to do more and more, until the point the average German soldier would literally put a gun right to a two-year-old's head and blow its head off. And I'm telling you right now on the current track, within 5 to 10 years, or even sooner when they stage a big terror attack, the police will do anything they're told. The courts, and this is the key, listen to me carefully. When tyranny's going on at an early stage, people will deny it because it's scary and they're lazy. They don't want to do anything about it. But when it becomes overt and obvious, a lot of people don't really get into denial. They get into another form of denial. They decide to just shut up and keep quiet and go along with it. Some decide to just try to stay out of it and sit on the fence. Others decided to join with it. Others decide to try to go along with it. And maybe I can have some of this power. If you can't beat them, join them. As if you can make a deal with Hitler or the devil or Mao Zedong. Statistically, that's even more dangerous, I found. This system hates its own. Number one threat, they say, returning veterans. Number two, it's not in the documents they give cops, but I've confirmed from my intelligence sources, they say I'm dead on. Cops are actually even higher. The average cop is under total Pentagon surveillance. I mean, you guys literally have got magnifying glasses on you. And they think, as you learn about this, you're going to be cowards and watch what you say and do. You've done nothing wrong. You aren't a criminal. Stop acting like you're a criminal. Now, it's illegal that they're listening to everything I do and building databases on me as a citizen. But you know what? At the end of the day, good. I hope all the scum's listening. Because I'm going to sit here and you're going to laugh today, but next week you're going to hear your wife's got stomach cancer at 52. Maybe then you'll go check cancer statistics. Maybe then you'll go read Rockefeller documents, how they did it. Maybe then you'll get angry and realize that your wife being murdered in front of you, or you're going to learn you've got pancreatic cancer next week. I guarantee you there's government people listening right now statistically who are going to be diagnosed with cancer. This isn't some preacher magically doing it. I know statistically there are a lot of you feds listening right now who are compartmentalized who are going to be dead in 3 months. Car wrecks, you name it. But a lot of you have already been soft killed. A lot of troops that have worked around DU, you're going to be dead soon. And right now you feel like you're part of the system. You feel like, you know, America's good and you're doing a good job and I'm a crazy person. But the key is before you die, you can wake up and wake up others. You understand that? The tripling in the last 20 years, the doubling in the last 10 years of diabetes, cancer doubling, tripling, just death all around us. But it's not the big news item like Herman Cain and all these Democratic operative women saying he grabbed on them. I don't like Herman Cain. I've seen him lie with a straight face and say, I didn't call people that want to audit the Fed dumb when he's in his book saying it, when he's on radio saying it. And I said, man, that's a good liar. But people that work for Axelrod, people that constantly make these claims as part of a business model, it's a bunch of bull. I mean, I know a lot of men who don't cheat on their wives, but still will flirt with women. I mean, he might have with some of them said, hey, baby, you're looking good. And then went, control myself. I mean, there's no doubt that might have gone on. But the point is, does that even matter? I mean, when Bill Clinton was on settling cases with women that said he raped them, the feminists were defending him. See, it's just a political tool. So, no, I can't get up here and talk about things that don't matter and are huge distractions as world governments being announced, as the world economy is imploding today. We got guests coming up on that. And as a total surveillance grid goes in with tens of billions of dollars a year of federal grants. I'm talking billions in major cities. That makes North Korean surveillance. I saw somebody comment and say, we're not worse than North Korea. I'm saying in the respect of surveillance we are. We still have the free speech because we've always exercised it, but now they're trying to take that. Let's go to this short clip from Fox News in the Carolinas. After they admit the microphones are going up around the country, they say, well, even if they are, you'll never know. See, there's that arrogant, in-your-face attitude. Here's that clip.
And we talked to the Deputy Chief of Homeland Security here in Charlotte. He says if the city installed streetlights with surveillance abilities, you would never know.
Okay. Now, let's go ahead and go to a clip from Police State 2000 from 1999. But actually, the news article is from 98. I'm going from memory. It'll be on screen in a moment. Now, I already knew about this and got the purchase order sent to me by an engineer who was involved putting them in. I'll leave it at that. Get a lot of stuff leaked to us. Now we're drowning in it. And he said they're putting microphones up in lampposts and in transformers and cameras. And here's the company. And I went and found the company bragging to government that, yeah, we can listen to people 200 yards away. Then the Statesman was forced to report on it, but they said they're gunshot detectors. Of course, they've never used them for gunshot detecting in East Austin when there's gunshots. They're microphones, and they use them to listen to people. And they've been putting them in more and more to where every neighborhood's got them, parks have got them, it's everywhere. So see, they're now just getting ready to tell the slaves. But here's a clip from Police State 2000.
It's not just armor that local law enforcement, from state agencies to local police departments, are getting. No, my friends, it's listening devices. Of course, the excuse is to find the location of gunshots. But the designers openly admit it can also be used to listen to your conversations and triangulate your position. Just consciously think about this for a second. Listening devices. And I almost forgot, in tandem with cameras, all federal funding. Repeat, all federal. Armored personnel carriers, helicopters, foreign troops, practicing with local police, with our military. And in Austin, Texas, and many other cities I've visited, I have noticed that many of the cameras aim into the neighborhoods. I'm not kidding. Time and time again, they are not focused
we'll
on
the
highway.
We'll be back. We'll be back with me warning you about EAS and federal checkpoints. Stay with us. All right, Chris, Rudy, Janice, Julio, Jay, we'll get to you all in the next segment, and then when our guest is on with us, Bagnarik. It's just, it's so painful to know I'm right, to understand this, to study it, and to have been there so many times and watched Marines trained to take our guns, and to have cameramen in places like Hebron, Maryland, where Marines came up with guns and said, don't videotape us. And it's for America. It's admitted it's for America now. It's so illegal. The government takes our tax money. We've got really about a 25% unemployment rate right now. Even 60 Minutes admits that. A year ago, last November, they admitted 23. All these economists admit it's over 20. California's over 30, and they lied to us about that number. And then they spend tens of billions of dollars putting up cameras and microphones just everywhere. But then you tape cops in public, they arrest you and charge you with life in prison. I mean, this country has cancer. Does that mean the average cop's a bad person? No, but kind of like the average German wasn't. The average German was just making munitions or working in a dairy, or even if you were a soldier, you were fighting other soldiers. But your government was evil. Your government was evil. And the bankers have committed all these crimes. They've taken the country over. Now they've got to keep it. Let's go to this next clip and then to your calls. This is from the same film, Police State 2000. By the way, the guys corrected me. It's 18 films for $99.95, all my films that are on DVD. 18 films for $99.95. All of my films that are on DVD, $99.95. It's a $365 value, $99.95. It will end. It's a Christmas special. If you want to support us, doesn't really support us much at that, but I just want to get it out. You can buy that deal and have 18 presents for people. So the Alex Jones Everything special right now, and you can have this film, as well as the other three Police State films. Here's Police State 2000, 1999. This is a checkpoint from 98. And here I am talking about their plan to set up hardened checkpoints nationwide. Now it's begun. Here it is.
And then you've got the checkpoints. Those can't be ignored. Warrantless searches, random searches. Can't be called America.
They're entering the eye of the checkpoint.
It's a giant checkpoint.
Speed. Checkpoint ahead. Isn't
they
that
shut down all
children?
Of 35. Busiest road in the country.
Generator running that.
And at this time, they'd stop searching the vehicles.
Well, here's the love, ladies and gentlemen. America, here to take care of you. This happens all the time right here in Austin, Texas. Just south of Austin, to be exact. Well, there's the command unit over there. Nice big Winnebago. Ah, shining their lights in people's face. Hello, Poffin SS.
I would have said that, Alex.
Get it on.
I got it.
Get the searchlights.
Yahoo, my friend.
Yahoo! We're going to go back through the gauntlet, and we've got them just pulling them back, pulling them off down there, pulling them off here, all part of Bill Clinton's funding, and they love it.
I told Aaron to grab the clips. That's actually not the clip where I showed the document and said they're going to put in hardened checkpoints around the country. But now, by the way, the state Supreme Court said that was illegal about a year after, because they were starting to set them up everywhere. And so now the feds are back, and they're just saying, well, we just wave a magic wand. And they go out, and I've seen the video around the country. It'll be state police, like, shaking, like they're a bird dog, you know, and you're about to shoot some quail or something, and they're just looking at everybody, just going with their hats on, going, and little kids are scared, and they're like, get over there, I'm searching. And home, and then her toddles over the perv, TSA, ready to grab the genitals. And it's just a total takeover. We got the clip of my EAS info coming up. Because you know what? In 1 hour, the feds are taking over all the AM and FM stations we're on.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We got Michael Bagnarek coming in the next segment. We'll have open phones while he's on with us with your questions or comments on any issue. I haven't even gotten into the Herman Cain news, the FEMA takeover alert news, the McCain saying that there's going to be a third party, no kidding. A bunch of big polls showing Ron Paul can and will win if we get behind him. Amazing threats out of Iran to use low-intensity, asymmetrical guerrilla attacks all over the West. If they're attacked, well, that just guarantees the West will probably attack them then because they want that political distraction. I mean, that's why they're getting ready with the checkpoints and things. This is the excuse to really, really take liberties while the banks rape us. So that's all coming up. But right now, let's go to Chris in New York, then Rudy and others. Go ahead, Chris. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. It's kind of timely you're having Michael Bagnarek on. Last week, Jesse Ventura said he would consider running under the third party if they asked him. So I emailed everybody in the Libertarian Party I could find email addresses for, and you know, just threw that idea by him, see if they knew it. Not many of them really knew that idea, but they do now. So I don't know if you can put the Libertarian Party and Jesse in the same room or on the same phone line and get them talking.
I thought about this morning. I shouldn't just sit back and let them never really get the news or let them have it fall through the cracks. I should get a hold of the president of the Libertarian Party. I think I've interviewed the last head, but whoever the head is now, I know most of them know who I am. I need to call them and get them on the horn and get them Ventura's number because he wants, I guess, the invitation to go to their caucus that there be some interest. Jesse should know the Libertarians. He needs to go in there and stick his snout in the trough and basically take it over if that's what he wants. It's all about that caucus voting for him. Jesse, I'll tell you, does not want to run for president. But if he gets called, he'll do it. And I guess I should stir up some more trouble and make sure that that happens.
To try and pass that message along to Jesse, and I'm just trying to make that connection. At least get that first dialogue, you know. At least we'll be trying to get them talking.
Well, listen, do me a favor on that subject. We have it all written up nicely with the video link of Jesse Ventura talking about it. If you go to Infowars.com, it's poll, Ron Paul third party bid can transform 2012 election. And it goes on to say Paul Ventura ticket would pose greater threat than Ross Perot's 92 campaign. And they've got ballot access, and if Ron Paul doesn't win the Republican nomination, if it's not clear he's going to get it here in about 3 months, we'll know by March, it's time to supercharge. But they should have Ventura in the wings ready if Paul doesn't do it. So it's a powerful 1-2 punch. This article breaks down all the numbers. We're going to cover it later in the hour. Get this article out to everyone. Ron Paul's also won another big straw poll, and he came in second in another big poll, only to Romney. Very, very exciting news.
We can just, I don't have the contacts that you do, so if you can kind of maybe get them together, it'd definitely be helpful.
I just need to get on the horn and try to get a hold of the head of the Libertarian Party. And if they don't know how to get a hold of Ventura, I can make it easy for them if they want. I'm sure they can get a hold of his publicist or if I can give them Michael Braverman's number if they want it, his manager. I could just give him Ventura's home phone number. I know he wants to talk to the head of the Libertarian Party, but there you go. Everybody contact the Libertarians. Tell them, get a hold of Ventura, get a hold of Alex Jones. But certainly the videos, the audio are out there. They must be living in a cave if they don't know this.
I don't know. It seemed like it was a surprise to them, but I think if we keep hammering them, saying, hey, you got to talk to them, reach out to them, hit them from all sides, you know. Like I said, you have better contacts with each of these individuals than I do, so this is my call out. Let's do this.
Yeah, no, they should encourage him to seek the Libertarian Party nomination for president. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Can you imagine Ventura in the debates with somebody like Herman Cain and Obama? Oh, my gosh. Or Mitt Romney.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we are in the thick of it yet again. Jesse Ventura, I can tell you right now, will run as the Libertarian presidential candidate. He will go and attempt to get their nomination at their caucuses coming up, and he would undoubtedly win if the Libertarian leadership contacts him and basically just shows him the ropes and shows him a little bit of interest. Quite frankly, the way the Libertarians work anyways is Ventura should just go in there and do it himself. But obviously, I know they've approached Ron Paul a few weeks ago, and they said, we'd like you to come over here if you're going to have a third-party run. Ron Paul has said he has no intention of that right now, but he's leaving it open and might do it if he doesn't win the Republican nomination. And he's got to say that, because then they'll say, you're not really a Republican, you're not serious, when he's number two or number three in every poll. And people would say, well, what would you do if Ron Paul got the nomination and then Ventura was over there? Well, Ventura would just run as an auxiliary to kind of educate people about libertarian ideas and expose the TSA and probably just throw his support behind Ron Paul. The point is that they've reached out to Ron Paul. They should reach out to Ventura, and then we'll know by the time that election process happens. It happens after March, and by then we'll know if Ron Paul is going to win in the primaries or not. I mean, they'll probably try to cheat him in New Hampshire like they already did, and then we'll see what happens in a few other states, but he's a lot stronger than last time. And then if it doesn't look like he's going to do it, by staying in there, he's educated folks, injected real ideas, been in the debates, showed what true libertarian constitutionalism is. He punches out, runs as a libertarian, and Ventura's ready to run as his VP. He's already said that. So if the Libertarian Party gets somebody like Aaron Russo or somebody like Bob Barr or somebody like Michael Bagnerick, those are all great people, prominent, well-known, great men, but Ventura's even more known, and he's great in a stump speech, and he's got very libertarian views, extremely libertarian when it comes to fiscal, libertarian, liberal-edged, but I mean, he's right in the middle of the libertarians. And I'm telling you, it is a power-packed duo. I know politics. But regardless, if Ron Paul, who's already saying he's retiring, if he doesn't win, fades off, can you imagine Ventura? I mean, look. Here is John McCain today. In fact, I'll show you a document cam shot of this. This is out of Reuters. Fed up. McCain predicts rise of third political party. No kidding. In some polls, it's more than 80% are mad at both parties. 9% approval rating for Congress. They are ready for something new. Well, it's got to be viable, like the Libertarians. It's got to be viable candidates. It's got to be somebody with name recognition. And not somebody like Newt Gingrich running on a third party. McCain predicts rise of third political party, says the public is totally angry that it's going to happen. No kidding. Well, here's the other article right here. Paul. Dealing with Ron Paul. Poll. Ron Paul third party bid could transform 2012 election. Paul Ventura ticket would pose greater threat than Ross Perot 92 campaign. Ross Perot went up to above 30%, then they threatened his family, he backed out. When he began, he was at about 5%. In national polls, Ron Paul is polling at 18% in the latest scientific poll. I've seen him as high as 30. He does much better against Obama in every poll than any other Republican. He's a true constitutionalist. He'll end the Federal Reserve. He'll cut back all these wars and military and this globalism. He's against the New World Order. He is the antidote to the cyanide at this level. And again, even if he doesn't win, he wins by putting out real issues, exposing the real enemy. So, Mark Henkel is the head of the Libertarian Party right now, and Jesse Ventura just wants to be shown around. And then he says he'll go through the process. show. Imagine for the Libertarian Party, who's got ballot access and all this, what a Ventura candidacy or even him involved in the caucus would do. Imagine. In fact, maybe he'd want to be vice president to somebody. He already said he would for Ron Paul. He just wants to be able to inject real issues. He is perfect. And some have said the Libertarian Party has had infiltrators in it over the years to make sure it didn't get going, because it is the strongest third party out there with ballot access and millions of voters. So if they don't reach out to Ventura at least, and I don't know Chris Hinkle from a hole in the ground. I'm sure he's a great guy. His background looks good. Yeah, Mark Hinkle. What was I calling him? Chris Hinkle. It doesn't matter. I'm brain dead. Chris Hinkle. Or Mark Hinkle. See, I don't know him from a hole in the ground. I don't even know his name. Mark Hinkle. I was trying to pull it up here. I was going from memory. You can go to markforchair.com. I guess that's his website when he was running to be the Libertarian Party head. And contact him. And contact the entire Libertarian. People are like, how do we contact him? Type in Libertarian Party. Then it gives you links to their site. Then you click on their site, on the Libertarian National Committee, and it gives you all the people on the committee, and there it is. Now, perfect timing for the rest of the hour and 5 minutes into the next hour to have Michael Bagnarek, a good friend of mine, former Austinite, survived a heart attack, I guess it was a year and a half ago or so now. He's an American software engineer, political figure, former radio talk show host. He was Libertarian Party nominee for president of the United States in 04 elections and placed fourth in the race nationally by an independent Ralph Nader. 2 years later, he ran as Libertarian Party candidate in 06 congressional elections for the 10th congressional district seat. Bagnarek's political philosophy emphasizes individual liberty, personal responsibility, and strict adherence to the original interpretation of the U.S. Constitution. All of his positions arise from this foundation. In economics, Bagnarek believes in the laissez-faire capitalism, a system in which the only function of government is the protection of individual rights from the institution of force and fraud. He therefore opposes institutions such as welfare and business regulation. ConstitutionPreservation.org is his great website. We're going to get into all the new horrors, the open overthrow of the Constitution now. That's just it's in full flames right now. We're going to get his view on everything that's happening, his take on it. But first, Libertarian Party, I mean, they've got a responsibility, I think, to run a really hardcore, focused candidate who will be an activist and who will attack the police state. Ventura has really woken up now. I've seen his policies as governor. He was a maverick, a real guy, but not very well informed at the time. Now he is. You just heard my rant, Michael, about him. What do you think he should do? Because he's wanting to be contacted by the Libertarians. What's your view on that?
I think that the Libertarian Party should at least reach out to him. If your background people will text me Ventura's phone number, I'll make sure that Mark Hinkle gets it.
So you know Hinkle?
I do know Mark Hinkle. He's a good man. I was there in St. Louis last year when he was nominated as our national chair. I've spoken to him fairly recently, and I will make sure that Mark at least gets Ventura's phone number. They may have it already. I spoke to someone about 2 weeks ago who suggested that they had invited Jesse to come and participate in a debate. I don't know that phone call. I don't know, but I'll tell you
right now, Jesse Ventura talks to basically no one. And see, that's the issue, is that he's just his own guy, so it's hard to get a hold of him. I mean, I'm friends with him, and so I'm ready for them to talk to Libertarians right now. I'm ready to get this going right now.
Well, I can at least give Mark the phone number and do that much. At least we'll start the phone calls, rolling.
Yeah, well, if you just have Hinkle call me up at the end of the show, I'll get him on the phone at three-way with Ventura right now, or, I mean, whatever. I would give you Ventura's number, but I got to call him and ask permission, and he never wants me to give anybody his number. I was there when some billionaire industrialist wanted to get in contact with him, and he said no when I was out at this event. I mean, I don't want to say he's reclusive, but it borders on it that he just does. He goes out in public a lot, but he just doesn't like telephones. He doesn't have a cell phone, but we'll work on that. But obviously, I think Ventura would bring just a lot of energy and attention to the Libertarian Party. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Well, one of the reasons that libertarians would love Ron Paul to run as a libertarian candidate is to bring all that notoriety that he has with him. And so I think that it's possible, if not probable, that libertarians would nominate a notable figure like Jesse.
Well, sure. Plus, he is a libertarian. But more importantly, he's ready to be a placeholder for Ron Paul. He's ready to be VP.
I understand that.
I mean, he's the perfect candidate. He's ready right now. And again, folks, imagine Ron Paul's a lot better known than Ross Perot. Ross Perot was hardly known when he first ran. Ventura is super well known. I mean, these are both dynamite candidates. And again, I know Ventura, if Ron Paul was to get the nomination and Ventura was already going as a libertarian, they would just become an auxiliary of Ron Paul while building up the Libertarian Party.
I believe that.
It's perfect then. All right, well, it's just everybody's calling me now that Ventura said this yesterday on the show and last week, and Ventura hadn't been contacted, or they don't know how to get a hold of him. So all of that's going on. And so now I'm getting emails, phone calls. People are like, get it going. So I'm just going to try to make sure that these groups meet up and that this happens, because there's no time like the present, especially because Ventura's going to have to stay here and not go to Mexico if he bites on this. And he's ready to do it. I mean, he's angry. Believe me, he's told me, Alex, I want to ride off into the sunset like George Washington to his farm. I'm sick of this. But now he's angry and he's ready to run for president. Okay, Ventura is ready. Strike while the iron's hot.
Well, I'll be sure to put you in touch with Mark Hinkle after the program.
Awesome. You are a sweetheart. Okay, Michael Bagnarek, again, let's give out his website, constitutionpreservation.org. I'm going to come back with some of my questions, but later in the hour, and then calls. What is on your radar screen front and center right now, Michael?
I've got a new menu item on my website for projects. I'm involved in something called Free America Now. One of the things that people have said for years is we need to have an umbrella organization that will combine the Constitution Party, the Libertarian Party, all these liberty-minded groups. Nobody wants to have an umbrella group over them. So the Free America Now is kind of like a support group to all of those other organizations. We want to provide resources and education and literature to help make each of those groups more efficient at what they are already
doing. So you're
there
to turbocharge all the other attack cruisers or wolf packs going up against Big Brother. Michael Bagnarek's our guest, joining us via video Skype. You can watch us right now at InfoWarsNews.com. Quick, I just got an email in with all the Libertarian Party people's phone numbers saying they've been trying to basically get a hold of Ventura and can't. And I think that's kind of what Bagnarek was saying he heard a few weeks ago. And he is the former 2004 presidential nominee and candidate, so obviously he's got the inside scoop there. Very exciting. Now, Michael, you were bringing up this new educational group you've launched. I want to get more into that later and give out a website, or I guess they find it at constitutionpreservation.org. But what do you make of the coming out of the closet now of tyranny? Yeah, we got microphones and face scanning cameras listening and watching hidden everywhere. Yeah, we're going to arrest you if you videotape us. Yeah, we're putting federal checkpoints on highways. Yeah, we're going to just start taking all your rights. I mean, yeah, the CIA is going to be in your town. Yeah, we're tracking all the conservatives and libertarians and putting you on terrorist list. I mean, it's like they're trying like a archetype or a absurdist image of a police state. I mean, where it's like a joke. It's like one Homeland Security deputy director made jokes about Big Sis is listening and you won't know when. I mean, it's like they're, what are they doing? Have they gone crazy?
I think what they're doing, Alex, is trying to close the window. We have so many people who have woken up, and much of that goes thanks to you with all of your videos. Do you know that you and I have been fighting for liberty for the last 14 years that I know of? Because we started in Austin, Texas back in at least 1997 that I can think of. But these people are waking up. I think the powers that be realize that they have a small window of opportunity, and they have to rush to complete their program. We have the Tea Party, the Occupy Wall Street, the Oath Keepers, all these different organizations. I mean, you can't throw a stick without hitting a protest rally. And so I think we're getting down to, well, we're going to know in a year or two whether we've been able to restore liberty or not.
All right, your Skype is broken up a little bit. I'm going to have you stay on video Skype, but go to your home phone number if we can, or perhaps get your computer closer to you during a break, Michael, because I really want to be able to fully understand everything you're saying. But I heard most of it. What I totally concur. They're now trying to finish a plan that they had over another 10, 20 years. They're trying to speed it up right now because they realize we're waking up to them. Because, Zbigniew Brzezinski last year told the CFR, he said, the world is awake and staring at the elite for the first time in history. We're in trouble. And so now they're just dispensing with it's for your own good and saying, hey, we're basically authoritarian thugs. Be scared of us. I mean, is that what you're saying? Okay, great. They're trying to fix this connection with Michael Bagnarik with us today, and I also want to go to your phone calls with him today. I tell you, it is just so overt. And now to see mainstream media try to go, it's reasonable to secretly record people and have microphones and cameras. It's reasonable to have the TSA stick their hands down your 5-year-old's pants. And then they say, you know what, we'll stop doing that. And then they, the next day, search all children. And they just go, we're not going to stop. Michael, go ahead. So this is an attempt to intimidate us or to finish their program?
It is an attempt to intimidate us. A lot of people understand what is happening, but they really don't have the courage to stand up against it. There are still people who put their hands over their head and allow TSA to take the naked photo of them. I refuse to do that myself. I figure if I have to be, suffer the indignity of a search, then someone else is going to have to suffer the indignity of patting me down. But
that's a good point. I mean, the search is meant to intimidate you into taking the scanner, but in a way, it's by resisting them, it makes them do something just as bad and exposes them.
Well, the last few times I've been pat down, the inspector that was patting me down was far more embarrassed than I am. I used to be a skydiving instructor, so I'm not terribly shy. And, I told him that I usually have to pay $30 for a massage like that.
but still, I mean, we can laugh about it. Again, it's meant to get in our personal space, though.
It is, and we need to start pushing back. We need to let them know that we are not afraid of them, that we are not going to tolerate these violations of our rights. And I think that eventually more and more people are going to do that. The Occupy Wall Street is, across the nation. I believe that they are well-meaning, but sometimes misinformed.
Let's talk about that, Herman Cain.
And the Fed.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, Herman Cain in the Fed. Let's get into where you see the world going, how you would handle these federal checkpoints that violate Fourth Amendment, Tenth Amendment. I mean, it's unbelievable. And we'll take phone calls. Michael Bagnarik is our guest, and your audio's good now, my friend. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall.
All right, going back to Michael Bagnarik. Michael, you were making a point as we went to break, and then when you're done making that point, I want to ask you, I mean, the system knows what they're doing, and they know they've created the derivatives between corporate mega banks and government. They know they're going to use the crises to offer their world government as the solution. Now that's all out in the open, whereas years ago, you and I would be attacked for even talking about it because we were informed and the public wasn't. We were trying to inform them. And now, all over the country, You just pull up and they're looking at you like you're being inducted into a maximum security prison, and they jerk families out of cars, they search, and it's all for your safety because you're guilty until proven innocent, because government's got to protect you from terrorists when you got a better chance of dying in a car wreck or a bolt of lightning or a bee sting or snake bite than being killed by terrorism. Then you look at terrorism and you find out most of it's manufactured and staged or provocateured. The underwear bombers put on the plane, the shoe bombers put on the plane, the Fort Hood shooters protected, Al-Qaeda's given control by NATO of Libya. I mean, it's incredible. So Michael Bagnarek, libertarian, activist, talk show host, author, I think you hit the nail on the head. People are angry. I'm on talk shows all the time, and they say, okay, I get it. You're right. I thought you were crazy. I mean, I get this every day when I do interviews. You're right. It's all true. Mancal Mueller this morning, he goes, what do I do? And so I'm going to do some news reports in the next week or so about what we do from my perspective. But people are all looking for some magic bullet. It's about rediscovering liberty, becoming an activist, waking others up, making personal decisions about what you eat, what you buy, who you support, and spreading the culture of liberty, setting brush fires in the minds of men and women, just like the decades of committees of correspondence before the Revolutionary War. We've got the people awake now, but we've got to fully inform them now and then start moving forward.
Well, I'm sure this happens to you, Alex, where people come up to you and say, Alex, all you have to do is, and then they give you their favorite idea. What I tell people is, don't tell me what I have to do. Go out and find the resources, make it happen, and then come back after you've been successful so that I can congratulate you. You know, you and I and Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura, the four of us can't restore liberty alone. We need all of those people out there, those Americans, to do their part. They're part of the job. One of the things I was about to say was that Muammar Gaddafi is recently eliminated. But months ago, they took him out of the capital. And, I mean, any rational person would have been hiding on a desert island using some kind of a mask and changing their name. But when you're a sociopath, you just cannot conceive of losing power. And Muammar Gaddafi stayed around until they actually found him. I think that there are people like that in the American government who think they can get away with anything, that they can continue to intimidate us, continue to do our checkpoints, to frisk our young children at the airports, and that Americans will continue to tolerate that type of activity. And you and I both know that we will not tolerate it forever. That's what we're seeing now with all these protest rallies. And what I try to do is I try to give people practical things that they can do. The first thing that I recommend is they store up on food and make sure that they can feed their immediate family, convert their paper money to silver and gold or some commodity that they can trade when the you know, the economic breakdown happens. I also recommend strongly that they have some sort of a gun with ammunition so they can protect the food and silver. And finally, I get them to network with their neighbors. When you and I were growing up, Alex, we knew the neighborhood. All the parents in the neighborhood knew us. And there was a camaraderie here, there, a neighborhood. Now people live on the same block or in the same apartment building, but they don't know who their neighbors are. And so I recommend that they start to network with people, get to know them and trust them before the emergency happens.
Well, you're right. And again, you join us from a hotel lobby, I guess. So that's why people can hear a little bit of background noise there. But it's kind of quaint. So I like it. And, you know, it shows the reality of you out there on the road fighting the New World Order. Our guest right now is Michael Bagnarek. Michael, expanding on all of this, I agree with you. I think that analogy or that parallel with Gaddafi, he really thought, and he stood up for 6 months, that he would end up winning. And, you know, he fought to the bitter end because these guys do tend to get delusional. And this system thinks with all this high-tech surveillance and all this intimidation, they're going to win. But I've got news for them. At a certain point, people stop caring. And that's what's happened in Mexico. The government and the other drug cartels allied with it are fighting against other people that just don't care and have basically embraced a culture of macho death worship, and the whole country's going to hell in a handbasket. And that's what's going to happen across the West, is people just can't take it anymore. I mean, government, from what I've read and seen, I saw a police chief admit a few years ago that it was Baltimore, that they wear black uniforms to intimidate people and mask. Well, they have to understand, it's not intimidating most people. Sure, some sheeple it does. It's making people hate you. It's making people see you as a threat, and then you act like one. And then you act like somebody in Nazi Germany. And so the opposite is happening. People, it's actually getting people out of their catatonic stupor. I mean, as long as the globalists were just siphoning off money and doing all these corrupt things and launching foreign wars and hiding the coffins, this could have gone on for a long time. But the fact that they want to squat on us and spit in our faces and boss us around all day, it's having the opposite effect. So I guess you're saying they're basically delusional?
Yes, very much so, some of them. It's really hard to put a label on, because who is government? I mean, government is a compilation of lots and lots of people. I'm sure that there are some people in government who still believe that they are doing the right thing, and they are, I mean, if you and I could sit down with them, they would be on our side and they would realize what's going on. But they have been trained that they just need to keep on doing the thing, be the cog in the wheel, make sure that nothing bad happens. One of the things that people are afraid of is to stand up for themselves. There is a county sheriff project that is underway. Sheriff Richard Mack, I'm sure you know, is trying to organize 200 sheriffs to come to Las Vegas in January to teach them about the Constitution, to teach them about their responsibility and their oath of office. Richard has invited me to come and assist by giving a presentation on the Bill of Rights. What we need your listeners to go to CSPOA, that's County Sheriffs and Police Officers Association.org, to contribute money so that we can pay to have these sheriffs flown to Vegas. The goal is to have 200 sheriffs trained and ultimately to sign a letter that we will mail to Washington, D.C., letting them know that these county sheriffs are not going to tolerate federal intrusion into the counties.
Well, I have a clip we're going to play here in just a few minutes where the police, to occupy protesters that are just at a park, they're told you're not allowed to be here. It's the penal code. And they say, what about the Constitution, right to assemble? And they say, that's trumped by the penal code. And they just make up these penal codes. They just make up these regulations. And now I see police all over the country, and I see cases where judges say, don't bring the Constitution in my courtroom. And I see police and their training manuals being taught it's bad. But the Constitution is what they swear an oath to. I mean, it's like those police training manuals we put out years ago that we were sent, where it says, don't trust someone and prepare to arrest someone who makes frequent references to the U.S. Constitution. And then we have footage of state police pulling Abby Newman over, no criminal record, naval veteran in town, rural Virginia, going to buy canning equipment. And they first see a Patriot Games video with Harrison Ford on it. And they're so afraid of the phantom menace of Patriots that they get scared. Oh, we got to search you. Oh, my God, she's got a Patriot Games VHS tape. Oh, my, Harrison Ford, frightening, the word Patriot. Then they find a pocket Constitution, and they start actually hyperventilating. It's in Road to Tyranny, folks, if you think I'm joking. It's free all over the web, or you can buy the DVD from us. And they start hyperventilating and going, I can't believe we got one. And one kind of leans on the car and goes, and it's like a Saturday Night Live skit, like where they find a baby kitten and they're crawling up the wall in fear and urinating on themselves from the baby kitten. And they put her in handcuffs and take her to jail. And she went to court and got off for resisting. She didn't resist. They grab her and she goes, don't take me to jail. You know, it kind of that involuntary pull back. And they go, we'll get you for that. But they're sitting there going, is she allowed to have this? And the cops actually going, I can't believe she's got this. Oh, God. I mean, it's like they took these cops in and put them under a mind control machine or something where you go, look, Constitution. They're like, ah! And you're like, how did they get grown men like this, Michael? And by the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking about this. I'm not joking. In the same film, we cut to FEMA in Kansas City. In 2000, a firefighter sent us a huge room of cops, firefighters, and they're like, the number one terrorist is George Washington. And the men are like, that's right, that's him, he's the one. Who else is a terrorist? Thomas Jefferson? Good job. And it's this military type guy up there going, and these people are the enemy, and they're here today. They believe in what they're doing. It's all these rednecks going, right, we're going to get them. I was sent 17 hours of this. I was sent 3 days of it. And so these cops are, and then they pull over a woman, and they're like, she's got one of them constitutions. Meanwhile, they've sworn an oath to that, Michael. How did they get the police to literally be scared of George Washington?
I don't know what kind of mind control that is. A friend of mine was running for office and wanted to pass out copies of the Constitution on the university campus. The university would not allow it unless he put labels on each of the copies of the Constitution that said the university does not necessarily endorse the content of this material. I wouldn't have believed it, Alex, if I hadn't seen it myself.
Well said, my friend. You know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe George Washington. Did you see just 2 weeks ago they had news articles saying, is the Declaration of Independence illegal? And they had debates with law professors in the U.S. saying it may be illegal?
See that. I'm shocked to hear about it. That doesn't surprise me. But we are in an ideological war. We are in a war of words and a war of ideas, and we have been losing that war because the bad guys change the definitions. They use these terminologies like assault rifle, and they give it this bad connotation, and the rest of us just kind of accept these terms, and we've been defeated before we even start. You and I have been pushing the ideas of liberty, individual rights, private property, personal responsibility. Those are the ideas embodied in the Constitution, and I think those ideas are starting to take hold again. In the movie V for Vendetta, the hero says, you cannot kill an idea, but you can let it die. If most of us stop thinking about liberty and freedom and private property, then the socialist communists, they win. And so I think we are seeing a huge resurgence of this idea that private property is sacred and that the government works for us, not the other way around.
Well, you're right. The founders didn't like eminent domain because they knew it would turn into taking land and not fully paying for it, or taking land if it wasn't 100% absolutely needed. And now all over the country, they take land and don't even pay you 10 cents on the dollar. I saw that in the Connecticut cases a few years ago where they would, if you challenge them in court and didn't take 25 cents on the dollar, they would actually charge you for the legal fees when you lost and take your house, bulldoze it, nice houses. Some of the houses were 4 generations old, family, and those big triple deckers, and they just took it. I mean, it's getting crazy. My dad a few years ago was sent the Texas Landowners Bill of Rights. You know, they called it rights, and it said, we want to let you know Texas has changed the regulations that if anybody wants to put a pipeline across your property or the government wants to put power lines up or they want to take it, you're given 6 weeks to accept the terms. And if you don't accept that term, we just take it. And, wow, I got those rights. Well, thank you for informing me of that. I take what you offer or... bye-bye. And then now all over the country, they're saying, well, you lived on this lake for 80 years in one case. You know, your parents grew up here. We're saying it's too close to the water. You got to tear it down now. I mean, it's
getting... I saw that in a movie one time. I think it was The Godfather. We're going to make you an offer you can't refuse. That's exactly the type of strategy that the government is currently using.
Yeah, we're gonna. Oh, you don't want to fly? Well, we're going to set up checkpoints and grope your wife there. And then these cops get together and they like just arrogantly walk over and do it. And I'm like, why are you staring at me like I'm a criminal? You just randomly blocked off the highway. I got someplace to go and you're waddling over here with your eyes trying to intimidate me. And instead, I want to throw up on you. You sorry excuse for an American. You disgrace. By the way, we're going to come back and go to calls, but for all of our AM and FM and shortwave listeners and XM listeners, you're not going to hear us coming up here at the bottom of the hour in 10 minutes. You won't hear the news. You won't hear the ad because, and then the stations will have to refund the money to the sponsors because somebody's going to take some of the time. Now, for 50 years, they've just made you put in a box that you dial to during an emergency to get the nuclear attack alert. Sounded reasonable. Now they've announced the government's going to be breaking in with announcements. And they said 6 months ago, Federal News Radio said Obama would have a 30-minute speech for you about how he's going to start breaking in on your cell phones with text messages, video messages, and on jumbo screens on street corners, commons, Walmarts, shopping malls, and grocery stores. And that's all going in. We've shown you the video. It's on the news. You are in a science fiction horror movie. It's 2011. It is happening. But because of outrage, Big Sis is in the news. She actually says, don't worry. That's the headline. Don't worry. It's only a test. But the stations don't even have a choice under their civil regulations to dial over to the system and report that the system's taking over. The government is wired in at the towers now and is going to be breaking in Michael Bagnarek in T-minus 9 minutes and 30 seconds here. But because everybody got so upset, they're now only going to make it 30 seconds and it won't be our dear, gracious leader, Kim Jong Obama. I mean, Mao Obama. I mean, Joseph Obama. I mean, Adolf Obama. But again, he's just a puppet. This has been set up a long time ago. So FEMA will be taking over. Oh, but on the internet soon, they'll take over as well. But not.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine.
Michael Bagnarek is going to be back with us specifically on a bunch of topics tonight on the Nightly News. And boy, this is going to be a Nightly News you're not going to want to miss. Until the end of the month, we're doing a 15-day free trial at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I keep meaning to plug this. Jeremy, will you go to the shopping cart at InfoWars.com? I kept seeing 14 films on DVD, but I knew I had more than that. It's 18 films, 18 of my 20-plus films, basically everything that's on DVD. For $99.95. And so, I mean, normally that'd be $360. You're getting 18 films. So that's pretty much your Christmas shopping right there. You're getting 18 of my films that, by the way, are incredible. You watch these from some of these from 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago, and you're like, whoa, all of this he talked about it is exactly as he said it would be because we know what we're doing. We've studied history. We've got the Alex Everything Special available at InfoWars.com on the shopping cart. You can go up there. You can also call toll-free and talk to our crew. It is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The Alex Jones Everything Special. And that will end whenever shipping ends for guaranteed Christmas delivery, which I think is about like the 18th or something of December. So that's a deal we do once a year. We've never done a deal like that. $99.95. You save $260+ on that bad boy. And, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. I want to go to calls, so perhaps we'll hold back Bagnarek. I know he's out there in a hotel lobby, and it's noisy, but I don't care. I want to talk to him a little bit into the next hour so we can take some of these calls ahead of Paul Craig Roberts joining us. But you heard me getting into the issue of EAS. I was told by engineers and by the high-level Texas Association of Broadcaster people that they've been in meetings, this is years ago, and were told the feds are going to start taking over programming. Then Obama announces 6 months ago he's going to have a talk. He's going to personally give a speech in the test. Now they've pulled back from that. But the point is, they're really trying to get us ready for this, Michael. What does that mean?
It means that Americans are going to have to stand up. If we sit back and just allow it to happen, we're going to be a second Holocaust. You know, we're going to end up having people say, well, this should never happen a third time. Well, it shouldn't have happened the first time. It should never happen again. And it's going to take people to stand up and be brave and do the right thing. So continuing to listen to you, but getting out there and being active in all of these different liberty organizations would certainly help.
Well, here's an example. I know every day we have about 3 million viewers and listeners, one way or another, that listen. Okay, I'm selling our bumper stickers at cost right now, and I almost don't even want to plug that because it's brought the whole shipping department to a standstill. I had to hire two more people just to get the bumper stickers out at cost, so now I'm losing money because I had to hire more people to even be able to ship it, so I may have to go up a little bit because of the two new shippers. It's insane back there, plastering them all over the place. But what about folks making their own bumper stickers or their own signs or their own banner hangs or their own local newsletter or calling to talk radio or go to city council? I mean, everybody has this image that they've got to overturn the system themselves overnight. Do an Access TV show. Study the Constitution. Start speaking to police officers. When you see cops doing something wrong, videotape them. Put it on YouTube. It's about all of us doing a little bit every day, Michael.
I agree. I agree completely. And again, these people need to come up with their own ideas, join the organizations that are already there, contribute to run all Find Liberty candidates in your area, and don't just send them a small check. Get out there and volunteer. Walk the neighborhoods. Talk to your friends, your family, your neighbors.
Exactly. Stay there. Stay there. We're going to break. You'll only hear us when we come back on the internet for some stations, because it was going to be Obama completely taking over, but now they're just going to take over without the station's control here in just a moment. Folks, this isn't a game. You got to get involved now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was just watching the info bimbo out there, and she's like, in just a few moments, I will disappear. It's just a test. It's no big deal. Our glorious leaders are doing this. Yeah, go ahead and turn it up.
Flipping the channel. It's everywhere. The system was set up by President Harry Truman back in 1951 as a top-down chain of communication for civil defense, but he never used it. In fact, the system was only activated nationwide once by accident. Back in 1971, warning television stations to prepare for an announcement from the White House. The emergency alert system is primarily used for severe weather warnings. Again, this is only a test. That was only a test. And this is America Live. That was fun. Fox News alert now, Iran vowing no retreat.
Look, they didn't even do it.
That suggests it.
They didn't even do it on Fox, but she said it was coming. It was all edited and ready. These people are insane. And notice, oh, Harry Truman did it. No, that would be one local station that during an emergency, the signal went out and other stations would tune to it. Now, because of communication, this only allows dictatorship and control. It's going to be citizens on the ground. They're going to be able to report what's really happening. But that way, if something started coming out the government doesn't want, they hit one button and they admit it's internet, it's cell phones, it's everything. This test is of cable, UHF, VHF. What'd you say, Jaron? Okay, Bagnarit's back. So she just said the test was there, but it wasn't. And I've got my crew in there recording it on radio in places where it's happening. And again, you've always heard this before, but just since 96 did they have it where the government could do it themselves, but they always sent out pre-signals to make sure you had it hooked up. Then the board operator would flip over to that channel when it went live. That's that only a test thing. And in the future, it's going to be guns are evil. We're looking for this homeless person. This person's a terrorist. They admit that license plates are going to have it. They're going to be digital computer screens and show you wanted people, like something out of Minority Report. But there she was saying it's no big deal. It's, you know, never been used except by accident, not even on 9/11. But now our gracious leader wants to come and talk to you. But now they backed off and said Obama won't make the announcement. They're just going to break in and test it. And knowing government, they're so idiotic. Maybe it failed because I didn't see it on Fox. I'll go out and find out from our guys recording local radio and TV what happened during the next break. We got Michael Bagnarik back. Michael, please continue.
It is just like in V for Vendetta, the guy on the big screen telling the people what they should think and being. But it's not going to happen forever, Alex. You and I both know that Americans will stand up, whether they are brave enough to do it right now. They have been embodied with this idea that they have a right to life, liberty, and property. And it's just a matter of time before they stand up and put the genie back in the bottle. So I am very hopeful. It's going to be a very interesting time to be alive. And I hope that we can restore liberty very quickly. Because I know you have a child now, right? Don't you? Didn't you and your wife have a baby not too long ago?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, I mean, that gives us more reason to restore liberty so that future generations don't have to put up with this type of tyranny.
I agree with you. Stay there. We're going to come back with one more segment with Michael Bagnarek, talk more about what he's doing to light the fires of liberty around the country and the world. Your phone call straight ahead. Our IT guy did just listen to the local NPR station, 90.5. He said it was garbled disaster. So the feds are testing taking over without having the local station flip to the system. These are the systems wired in at the towers. And the feds are taking note the radio stations didn't do what they were supposed to. That's what this is about.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We were monitoring local broadcast TV, cable channels, AM and FM. The feds took over the country station, 98.1, KVET, and it aired once and then fed back on itself, so it worked. The NPR station, it was garbled, hammered garbage. Sounded like Cylon Raiders were invading the Earth. And on broadcast TV, they took over. On Fox, on cable, it must have malfunctioned. And again, they've announced they're going to start taking over Internet with just constant announcements and videos that the feds have said will break in on your phone call or your web surfing. You'll have to look at Obama, look at Hillary, look at Mitt Romney. I mean, you know, whoever's coming down the road. You won't look at Ron Paul. He'd never do something like that. And now telescreens at Walmarts and Mall of America with Big Sis saying, watch your neighbors, only trust us. Now they've got all these Homeland Security videos branding white conservatives as the terrorist. It's amazing. Michael Bagnarek, former Libertarian presidential nominee 2004, author, filmmaker, radio host, good friend of mine. We'll give you his website where you can find just invaluable, piercing constitutional research, constitutionpreservation.org. And you need to support him so he can travel around the country with Sheriff Mack and others and educate sheriffs and put on these symposiums, just like you've supported us. We're supporting him, having him on right now. This is a fight. People need to understand that we're going to your calls. This isn't a game. The tyranny we're already living under is only the setup for the real takeover. That's why I've been so desperate. That's why I can work 18 hours. Well, I worked 22 hours one day this week. There were a lot of days in the last week. Well, one day I worked 24 hours. Another day I worked 22 hours. A lot of days it's been 18 hours. And people ask, how do you have this energy? Folks, it'd be like if I was in Nazi Germany in 39 and they said, why do you have all this energy? Because if I don't abandon ship, I got to fight. I mean, I'm dead if we don't beat these people. And see, I don't think you're a coward. People say, why are you scaremongering? I'm not. If I tell you, hey, don't go out on that balcony, it's about to collapse, and I've got a 50-story balcony, and you go out on the balcony, and it's all rotten, and you fall through it. By the way, that's happened in real life before. I'm not being a fearmonger. I'm like, don't go on the balcony. It's rotten. It's about to be replaced. It's about to collapse. It was condemned. I'm going to have it fixed. And you run out there and go, no, there's nothing wrong. I'm not being a fearmonger. Or I was at the beach three weeks ago, Texas Beach, and it was about 7 a.m. I went out there to swim by myself. The kids were still asleep with my wife. And there was a person jogging on the beach, and they said, you better watch it. There's a bunch of jellyfish out there right now. And I saw a few Portuguese Man of War, and I'm like, ah, whatever, that guy's a wimp. They didn't have a flag up, a purple flag showing that. They had a yellow flag. I thought, I'll just go wake up a little bit. I went 10 feet out there, because I'm somebody that'll scuba dive with you hear Bagneric in the background, with jellyfish. I've been stung many times. I went out there, got stung all over. You know, the point is, the guy wasn't being a fearmonger. He was like, hey, there's a bunch of jellyfish right now. Watch out. And here we are saying, look out, this stuff's coming down, this stuff's happening, this stuff's going on, we know what this is, and then everything we've talked about so far is happening now. I'm telling you what's coming next, stuff that makes this look like a joke. Michael Bagneric, what's your view on the wake-up call for America and the world?
I agree. It's going to be much worse, and very, very soon. I think that next year at this time, we'll be looking at today and wondering, you know, we'll be calling this the good old days. People just will not believe how bad it's going to get. Some of us are going to be prepared. Some people are going to get into the lifeboat. They are going to survive and get through to the other side. But the people who were completely unprepared are going to be suffering. Look at the foreclosures. How many people are being thrown out of their homes at this point in time? And I know people personally who are getting ready to walk away from the home. I mean, they've invested in it for 20 years. Now, because they owe more than the house is worth, they're getting ready to walk away and walk away from 20 years worth of payments with no equity.
My grandmother has a paid-for home for something like a decade or whatever, and she can't pay the property taxes. It's a little bitty, nice blue-collar house with a big backyard. And they're saying, well, we're going to make you pay $15,000 a year in property taxes because you've got a big backyard and they built condos 2 miles from here. And potentially, you know, you could sell this. And it's not even zoned for that. But it's just and I know a bunch of people who may have to sell their house because of the property taxes, Michael.
Oh, absolutely. They've had the same thing here in Northwest Indiana. They've built a number of casinos nearby, and I think the casinos are trying to force people out of their property by raising the taxes to the point where they can't afford them. And that way the casinos can move in and purchase the property at ultra low prices.
Yeah, that's what you get with a mafia economy. And if folks want to gamble, that's your business, but don't always make us pay for the attractions around it, you know, the venues and things with our tax money. The mafia can pay for it with all the families they destroy, with all their gambling, and all the poor people where the kids don't get food because they cash their check and go buy lotto tickets from the filthy state of the drug-pushing, murdering government. I want to go to phone calls here in this segment, the next, with our guest, and I promise we're going to get to all of you here. Julio, Joe, Clayton, everybody, with Michael Bagneric, but we've got the video of the radio in the studio with the emergency EAS alert system. This was on a local country station, and we've also later tonight have other videos of them screwing up on other stations. This is the feds without the station getting the alert on the system and then flipping to it voluntarily. This is the government taking over, and they're announcing in the future, this is just the beginning, they're going to have whole programs. They were going to do this. This was going to be Obama commandeering this show. You wouldn't have been hearing it, but the stations and people got upset, so it was only a 30-second message. And again, you hear these all the time, but the station flips to it themselves. We always said that was dangerous because it would lead to this. Here it is. Okay, that was recorded off FM radio. It goes on and on. So longer than the 30 seconds, they said. That's it looping back on itself. And they make the radio stations, some small ones I've talked to, spend tens of thousands a year with engineers just trying to comply with the reports and getting it hooked up right. Now the feds are just going to break in whenever they want. Incredible, Bagnarek.
It is incredible. If you and I had talked 15 years ago and you told me that this is what was going to happen, I never would have believed it, Alex.
Well, I did tell people 15 years ago and they thought I was crazy.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have believed it could get this bad. I never thought the American people would tolerate the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the Homegrown Terrorist Act, but we have. And so I'm hoping that Americans finally get that courage that we're supposed to have.
What about Department of Defense now that will run rural affairs and literally have spies in the rural areas?
It just keeps getting scarier. But at some point in time, they're going to push too far. The people are going to push back. Thomas Jefferson said that, you know, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And I'm afraid that that's about the only option we have left.
Oh, boy. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. We're going to move quick now. Julio, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, no problem. I was watching Fix News and trying to flip around the TV, and I didn't see anything of Big Brother taking over my TV screen. I saw one on my local WGN, and it just had just a picture saying EAS is only a test with the background of some talk show. So it was a big fail by Big Brother in my eyes.
Well, you know why? Every engineer I know giggles and says, if they ever try it, I've got it hooked up wrong. And so, quite frankly, that's why all these things are screwing up. A, the feds designed it. It's antiquated. B, the engineers are all sabotaging it that I know.
Well, I agree with that, too. There's a lot of smart engineers out there. You guys keep talking about Jesse Ventura, and I heard him on Coast to Coast last night and on your show the other day as well. And I just think the system is going to have to we have to be on false flag alert now, just because if you get Jesse Ventura in a debate with these neocons and with Barry Satoro, he's just going to bring out real issues. He's going to talk more about the TSA, and the system is going to be shaking.
Oh, yeah, we got to get him to run. I'm going to put him in contact with Libertarian Head. I've got the number here as soon as the show ends, and it is very, very exciting. In fact, I got him. I had the idea. I said, why don't you go on Coast to Coast AM? And I called George Norrie up, said, are you interested? I didn't know they'd do it that night. I didn't listen last night. I had to get some sleep for the first time in days. But he was on there with him?
Yeah, he was on there. He was on there for the first hour, just talking about the whole case. And I have a question, Alex, a suggestion, just something you guys can do for InfoWars Nightly News. We hear about this whole Penn State pedophilia scandal. You know, yes, it's shocking, and I feel outraged for those kids.
No, you don't get into the elite unless you're a pedophile. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, how about we talk about how, you know, child services does this to kids all the time.
No, that's who gets them. They have five times more likely than any other group in criminology. They are. I mean, a large portion of them are active pedophiles. They're the only group that can get away with it. I mean, it came out in the Texas Youth Commission that the kids they grab are run at brothels, and cops and judges line up and just come into the jails and have sex all day with the kids. I mean, it's real. By the way, we've got more video and audio coming up when Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us on The Economy of Rob Dew in his car. He videotaped the digital screen and went through the channels and showed every radio station taken over by the feds. It shows the radio, you know, show going, and then boom, it's cut out. And the government takes it over. Just amazing. Let's go to Jay in Utah. You're on the air with Michael Bagnarek. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, brother.
You know, Michael was talking about people getting involved and, you know, finding different ways of getting involved. Your show gets about 3 million views for your videos and your show. I mean, if only 1% of those people contacted the Ron Paul campaign and asked to get involved. They have a program where you can make calls on behalf of Ron Paul from your house. And that would be 30,000 people actively making calls for Ron Paul. Here in Salt Lake, we have a Occupy the Fed movement that's been occupying the Fed since October 19th, continuously. You know, they get confused with the Occupy Salt Lake, and some of the people are part of both movements.
But, well, that's why it's a process of informing people. And Michael, you started getting into Occupy Wall Street earlier. What's your overall view of that?
Well, I'm glad that people are in the streets and protesting the tyranny. I agree that we should end the Fed. I agree that we should put an end to corporate bailouts. Unfortunately, some of the people in Operation Wall Street think that government should bail out the student loans. And I disagree with that. You got to
take that money from somebody else. I've had people call me and say, I'm a student. It's too expensive. Pay me more money. It's government giving all this money to people that created the bubble to begin with. Don't they get it? People that produce can't pay any more taxes, and the globalists that want more taxes are exempt from it offshore.
Yeah, stealing is bad. And doesn't matter who you give the stolen merchandise to, it's still stealing from someone. And I've been contacted by somebody in the Occupy Wall Street organization asking if I would come out and offer training classes to these people. So that's in kind of a negotiations. It was just one phone call. I don't know if anything's actually going to happen with that. But I said, yes, I'm always happy to educate people on individual rights and private property.
Well, that's where you really shine, is in your four-hour classes, and people can find out more, of course, on your website. Is constitutionpreservation.org the best place, Michael?
Absolutely. I keep that updated just about every day.
And then, of course, you're speaking. And, of course, you told us, die during the heart attack, but you're back better than ever. I hope you're not working too hard. I mean, how's your health?
My health is actually excellent, Alex. I was losing some blood. I went into the hospital, and I got 5 units of blood. I stopped taking all my pharmaceutical medicines, and I feel excellent. I'm really excited. I'm scheduled to teach my class, my Constitution class, on the floor of the Oklahoma State House.
Wow.
On January 14th.
Beautiful.
I am so excited I can barely sleep at night.
Yeah, so you're spreading the antidote everywhere. We're going to be back on the nightly news tonight. Let's jam in another call for you. Everybody else, I'll get to you. I want to talk to you. Joe in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Excellent.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, he heard you. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, yeah. This one's for Jesse Ventura and his case, his TSA case versus humanity. I had a similar situation that was exactly almost similar situation that happened to me where the judge failed to rule on purpose. And I had another judge who was sympathetic towards my case. And basically what he told me to do was file a writ of mandamus. And that forces it into the appellate level. Actually, you file it with the appellate level.
And you know, I didn't think of a writ of mandamus. That's a good idea.
So, yeah, I just wanted to share that and see if Michael had any as a constitutional.
Yeah, that forces the appellate to at least look at it. That's like you got the death penalty and you're going to be executed in 2 days and you don't think you got a fair trial. It's a desperate appeal, and they'll at least have to look at it and rule one way or the other on whether they're going to hear the case.
So, yeah.
Tonight, we're going to have a real he's one of the top experts out there I've talked to. Michael, tonight, I'll pose the question to you on constitutional remedies if the courts were operating properly on what you would do about TSA and roadside checkpoints. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
We'll talk to you tonight, 7 o'clock, Central, prisonplanet.tv. Michael Bagnarek, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to come back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us via video Skype to look at the incredible stock market, economic, global meltdown. I thought when the bankers got $5 trillion more in Europe, it would fix all the problems. Oh, they want more. And then they'll want more and more and more and more.
The new Talk Radio 96.3 and 1370. Your...
Thank you. test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, we are back live, getting Dr. Paul Craig Roberts lined up here in a few minutes. But a lot of incredible things are obviously happening right now. And we just played video that Rob Jacobson shot in his car 34 minutes ago as he skipped through the channels showing every AM and FM station taken over simultaneously by the feds through takeover boxes in the last 15 years that have been put under federal regulations in all UHF, VHF, cable, satellite, AM, FM. And it was going to be Obama on a 30-minute transmission. Then it was going to be 10 minutes, then 2 minutes, with the president saying, hello, just introducing myself, letting you know. That's because FEMA came out 6 months ago and said this. Getting us ready for government text, government videos on our phones, government break-ins over our telephones. I forgot that point. Government break-ins over jumbo screens in public, where at places like Las Vegas and areas or places in New York where they've got all the different jumbotrons and TVs up there. I'm having one of those moments. It's not Central Park. What's the name of the place in New York that's just total saturation of billboards and videos and flashing lights? Times Square. Thank you. They admit that's what the world's going to be like. Your license plate, because it's government, is going to have a TV screen on it. California says they're probably going to go to this in a year. And so it's plugged in, taking power from your car, and it's got little digital messages on it and people that are wanted. This is about government forcing itself on the public. This is about immersing the public in all of this propaganda. While we're lining up, Dr. Paul Craig Robertson, if his Skype's bad, we can just go to phone. I want to tell you about some of the great sponsors that make this radio show possible. eFoodsDirect.com is offering an incredible holiday gifts. If you've ever thought about giving or getting both a supply of storable food, now is the time. Don't wait until next time, because this may be the best deal they've ever offered. This season, give yourself the gift of food security and peace of mind in these unstable times with the best storable foods in the nation or in the world from eFoodsDirect.com. They've got a bunch of holiday specials, Christmas specials, up at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, just the initial E, foodsdirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-876-0871. They've also got a free sample deal where you can check out some of the different meals that they offer. You can also call and find out about that at 800-876-0871 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Also, I want to tell you about Inner Health Botanicals or Inner Food. ENERfood.com. Our friends over at Inner Health Botanicals are a fantastic company, been a sponsor for many years. If you're tired of feeling sick and tired, you need to get some of their products. They have a wide selection of some of the best natural supplements. I take it, by the way, probably why I don't have to sleep. Superfoods, and you'll find a lot more out there as well on their site that's just incredible. Inner Food, the award-winning superfood endorsed by Mike Adams, and the Southwest School of Naturopathy, Now it's even vacuum sealed for long-term storage for years. NutriCafe is healthy immune system boosting coffee. They have coconut milk powder, the healthy coffee creamer alternative, and many more great products all made right here in America. So check it out at innerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. And continuing here today, I want to tell you about SupernaturalSilver.com. Don't let cold and flu season catch you off guard. Keep your family safe this year with Supernatural Silver. This patented new technology is scientifically supported and extremely safe. So check out all their information on their site. It's incredible. Boost your immune system, avoid germs, and be prepared for any emergency with Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com to take care of yourself and your loved ones. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And look at all the studies. When the antibiotics and drugs stop working, silver is certainly something that has a great effect in many cases. Just find out more, SupernaturalSilver.com. Okay, joining us for the balance of the hour is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He is the former head of policy, Department of Treasury. He is the father of Reaganomics. He has been listed by many publications, one of the top 10 living economists out there. He's the former, I mentioned, Wall Street Journal editor. He's a syndicated columnist, and his stuff appears at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he predicted pretty much what's happening now, that it'd be a slow, long slide with currency wars going on, and that nothing could ever be fixed because we've been deindustrialized. And that's the real issue, why you get college degrees and it's not worth it because there's not the jobs. So I wanted to get him on to talk about the debt crisis. They want trillions for 100 billion grisos. Now Italy's going down. What gold and silver are doing, where all of this is going. I mean, you said 3-4 years ago on the show it'd take 3-4 years to really, really start getting really bad if they didn't turn it around. Well, here we are 3-4 years later. What's your prognosis now, sir?
Well, they haven't learned anything, have they, Alex?
No.
And so it's continuing to spiral out of control. The main problem, I think, for the Europeans is that the European Union, the centralizers, are trying to use the crisis in order to curtail the sovereignty of the individual countries. So they were using the Greek crisis to take away the ability of the Greek government to decide its taxes, its spending, its budget. And this is part of the creation of the European superstate. And they were saying that the fact that the individual countries were not financially responsible was proof that they had to centralize the decisions of spending and taxing in Greece and Italy and elsewhere in Brussels with the European Union bureaucracy. So that's one of the problems. It was being used to create the super state. Another way it's being used, Alex, is to establish the principle that the taxpayers have to bail out the big banks. And so this produced a policy that made no sense from the standpoint of the ability of the indebted countries to survive or pay the debt. So we saw all the riots, in Greece. They were becoming quite violent, with the people throwing Molotov cocktails at the police, and the Greek employment collapsed. They have an official number like us, and our official number is 9%, which is a farce, and their official number is 16%, about double. But the real rate of unemployment in Greece is about 25%. The youth that are educated are leaving the country. There seems to be some migration from cities back to towns, to the countryside. Retail trade seems to be collapsing. And so they've created the situation in which Greeks have $465 billion in debt, and there's no economy to pay it. So, and now it seems to be spreading to Italy. So I think that they'll continue with their folly. And it's all falling back on the Germans. How much are they willing to pay to bail out? Or the European Central Bank will have to do what the Federal Reserve did and just print the money to bail it all out. And that, of course, has the inflation risk. And so there doesn't seem to be a solution given the agendas that are in place.
Now, Dr. Roberts, you've hit the nail on the head as usual here, but I know you must watch financial news. I mean, you're an economist. You're always up on it. But I've heard Bloomberg. I've seen MSNBC, CNBC in the last month go, it's bad that Germany might be able to vote out of this. We need to take over these countries and have EU enforcers in them. And they never mention that most of this is derivatives and garbage, and that it's the very central planners that set all this up that are now saying, give us more power to fix it. And every time they get more power, we learn it's 10 times worse or 20 times worse. So it's just crazy. It's a huge power grab with the Vatican calling for world government, and you know that'll punish the bankers, give them even more power. Where do you see this going?
Well, I think that when their agendas don't make any sense and they can't reach a solution, you know, the Germans are frightened to death of inflation because of the rise of Hitler and all of that horror that they went through. And so they won't be very receptive to the European Central Bank printing the money to bail out Greece.
Sure, sure. But, Doctor, speak up for us a little bit because your phone's a little bit hazy. How can our media now openly say they want to put microphones in all the street lamps listening to us? And now TSA's announced, as I'm sure you know, checkpoints all over the country, jerking families out of their cars. It's now happening, including to us. How can this be? And then they're on the news saying the problem is Europeans might vote their way out of this. We've got to get rid of freedom. I mean, they're really bringing this out in the open right now.
Yes, that's true. That's exactly true. As I said, they're using the Greek crisis to destroy the sovereignty of the individual members of the European Union. And of course, we have a police state here. You know, what may happen if there's any intelligence in Germany is they simply exit the EU and form an alliance with Russia. Because the Germans don't want the inflation, they don't want the debt, they're financially responsible. Russia has massive resources that fit very well with German industry, and you would have a real powerhouse there, and the German-Russian Economic Alliance would, of course, bust up NATO and make it harder for the United States to run around causing new wars of aggression everywhere.
By the way, that was something the British were always scared to death of. That would be a new power axis. How would NATO try to block that? Because if the Germans could kick the NATO agents out... Not that I even like the Russians, you know, these systems are all corrupt. It's just this hegemonic power of the Rothschild banking system and the Rockefeller system has got to be defeated. And so that's a great idea for the German people with their military and everything. Why not make an economic deal with Russia?
Yes, that's the way out for Germany. And I think probably some of them think about that. In the back of their minds, they probably are very reluctant to make such a fundamental break with the United States. But I don't think the Germans are happy with the prospect of inflation, and I don't think they're happy with the prospect of losing their own sovereignty to the European Union. Because what they've seen with the European Union is debts out of control, banks are in control, and the way out is to print money, and that's not anything that Germany is happy with.
So and by the way, as you know, sir,
they would leave.
Sure, sure. Germany is already snuggled up to Russia, and Russia vice versa in all sorts of manufacturing and energy deals.
Yes, right. So. But if they don't, if the Germans stay in, then they'll face the same kind of pressures to have interference in their budget policy, their taxing and spending. They'll be expected to somehow guarantee some of the bailout money. And as they are part of the euro, if the European Central Bank prints euros to buy up the debt to save the private banks, then Germany will be subject to the same inflation. So it's a lose-lose game for the Germans. Saving Europe means worse for Germany. So I don't know whether they'll pay that price or not. I really have no idea.
Dr. Roberts, studying this police state, it's if I was going to write a Kurt Vonnegut absurdist book about a clownish police state so over the top that it had to be satire, I would do what this ruling class is doing. I mean, usually tyrants try to hide it or have excuses. In this case, it's just naked. I've studied psychological warfare manuals that have been declassified from the 60s and 70s. They want to win the hearts and minds during a domestic takeover. Instead now, it's like they want to make us angry. They want to act like bad guys. And I guess for their morale, it might be fun to dress up in black outfits with black helmets and strut around. But in my experience, it's not intimidating most people. It's actually waking up folks that were on the fence, and it's driving others into basically arms buildups. I think the hubris-filled people running things do not have any idea what they've turned loose, because it's actually scaring me. I'm not some macho guy that wants to see some giant uprising and war on the streets, or maybe that's what they want, but I don't think it's going to go the way they want, because I've seen these government bureaucrats and their enforcers. They're a bunch of wimps. They're real tough when they've got some old man surrounded who hadn't paid his property tax and 20 SWAT team guys shoot him and kill him. But they're not going to be too tough when all hell breaks loose. And I think most of them are going to run off and hide. I want to get your take on that and where you see America going, because you've tried to give people good ideas of how to turn the course. But is it too late to turn it around? And where are we going? Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, economic prognosis straight ahead. We got him on a bit late. We'll see if it'll be 5 minutes of overdrive. Stay with us. We'll be right back. For handcuffing an illegal alien who reportedly had a bunch of drugs on him on the border, Border Patrol agents getting 2 years in prison. But the TSA is going to grab your genitals and that of your children. Now they're fining the family $6,870 on top of it, even though they don't have a job or money. Not enough. And Holder's come out and said the Second Amendment's the reason for the problems in Mexico, and you should blame the Second Amendment. Even after they got caught staging Fast and Furious, here's the London Guardian. Attorney General Eric Holder tells Senate hearing that Congress is partly to blame because of its hostility to gun control. Mexico has a total gun ban and is absolute hell on earth. And most guns are brought in to the military and sold. They're full auto. And then meanwhile, the rest are government shipping in. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. Stocks, of course, plunged hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of points today. Just amazing on that front. And it's just, where is America going? It's not going to change course, at least for a while. Everything's going headlong. Where does this end, Dr. Roberts?
Well, that's we don't know, do we? The economy is not recovering. It's worsening. I see a recent report. There's another 10 million foreclosures pending. So you're going to have massive homelessness, joblessness. You know, the real unemployment rate in the United States today is about 23%. And I was surprised by this Occupy Wall Street movement, the way it sprang up in so many places, not just in this country, but even in other parts of the world. If that proves to have any staying power, then probably the establishment will try to break it with force, and it's not quite clear what the response to that will be. So I agree with you that the establishment is insane and full of hubris, relying on force and violence, not just everywhere in the world, place of diplomacy. They send the military.
Speak up, Doc.
But also at home, they are going to use force and violence. And so whether the people take it or not remains to be seen, doesn't it?
Sure. I mean, if we beat these people, we're going to look back on George W. Bush, Janet Napolitano as the Nazi-like, Mussolini-like, Pol Pot characters they are. I mean, they're running drone attacks worldwide, killing innocent people, breaking all our laws. They say they can kill U.S. citizens. They're spying illegally, and they're just and they're shipping drugs in and guns out. I mean, these are really just a bunch of criminals. And, Doc, they know they're criminals. I think it's more than hubris now. These are wild dogs.
Well, they're certainly the greatest danger, not just to Americans, but to the world. All the danger we face is in Washington. There's no doubt about that. I don't know whether they will succeed or not. I don't think elections any longer mean anything. But it just really, you know, when it's like Gerald Celente says, when people have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And more Americans have nothing left to lose. They're losing their homes, their jobs, their careers, their savings, their living standard, the prospects for their children. This is a massive loss. It's now affecting tens of millions of people. If you look at the poverty numbers, the United States is the worst in the developed world. In fact, it's actually worse than some of the underdeveloped countries.
I know. I wouldn't want to be some of these cops and people. Their black uniforms aren't going to protect them from insanity and the veneer of civilization burning away, Doc.
It may not. It may not, and the police themselves may lose heart in terms of serving the 1%. I mean, why should they be serving the 1%? Why should the military be serving the 1%?
Stay there, Doc. Back in 1 minute for 5 more minutes of Overdrive. To everybody else, tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. It's final segment. I want to thank Dr. Paul Craig Roberts for joining us. You can follow his columns at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can also, of course, get his great books. He's got some new ones out. Just type Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and you'll find them. They break down the economy, you name it. But looking at everything that's happening here, Doc, I mean, even when I'm awake, you're awake. It's still hard to believe it's this crazy. And then to understand historically, if it follows the regular pattern, which it is, it's going to get 20 times crazier and it all kind of compresses down into a short period. I mean, my God, these people are just lunatics.
Well, you know, they're about to start a war with Iran, it appears.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I mean,
well, it's the only sense you can make out of all the absurd claims that have come out of Washington. You know, the notion of the Iranians going to assassinate the Saudi ambassador with a Mexican drug gang and a used car salesman. It's like we've talked before, Alex, that the people in Washington think they can tell the American people anything and they'll believe it. So we have the absurd story of a used car salesman and a Mexican drug gang. And now we have the International Atomic Energy Agency under new leadership whose career track is to please the Americans so that they further his career. And they've come up with some sort of mealy wishy-washy, possibly Iran is studying how to make a bomb. We don't really know, but they might be. And we're asking them for more information, blah, blah. And this can be spun by the people in Washington to get more hysteria and try to build a case for attacking Iran, which they've been trying to do now for at least 10 years. Well, I don't think they would be doing all of this if they didn't really intend to attack Iran. They're just trying to set the stage so that it's acceptable. And I don't know if they'll succeed, you know. I don't know why the Russians or the Chinese would go along with it, because it's not in their interest. I don't even know why anyone in Europe would go along with it. But they're now trying to create more false intelligence like they did about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, the non-existent weapons that they knew didn't exist. They're pulling the same stunts now with Iran. Well, that kind of a war is much more dangerous. And how Europe going down the tubes, Greece, Italy, Spain, how the United States economy going down the tubes, how they then handle some real war, a large-scale war with an opponent that could possibly fight back in some ways, maybe even cut off the Strait of Hormuz, the oil supply flows, who knows what would happen. And who knows how provoked the Russians or Chinese would get it. The whole thing is, like you say, it's reached the point of insanity. It's even worse than Hitler marching off into Russia.
Well, remember
it's
Cheney.
An absurd thing.
Sure. I mean, remember Cheney launching the 888 attack. He brags about it. And then trying to say Russia attacked Georgia. I mean, these people are going to destroy us. And in closing, they've now done a federal FEMA takeover of all communications an hour ago. And there's the Washington Post now announcing they're going to start taking over your phones, everything, telescreens at Walmart telling you don't trust your neighbor. Doctor, we've woken up in like a science fiction movie.
Yeah, we've woken up in all of 1984. That's where we are. I agree. It is a police state, and we'll just have to see if the people accept it. I mean, you could see it coming because of all the staged fake terrorists that the FBI would go out and organize so they could arrest, produce more scares.
Yeah, no, the government's staging the terror and provocateuring it.
Staging it all in order to have the excuse.
Yes, sir.
The minute we fell for 9/11, we signed our doom.
9/11 is America's death warrant. People who buy into the post 9/11 world, and well, then they get what they deserve. God bless you, sir. Thanks for the time. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock.